think we have another guest on the air here.
Oh, great. I should introduce her then. I'm guessing this is probably Trish Stratus. Is that you, Trish?
I know, I was just looking to order a pizza.
Well, you've come to the right spot.
Delicious Canadian pizza. Is there bacon on that?
Canadian bacon, of course.
Hello.
You had me worried for a minute. I thought, no.
I was going, how much time do I have to kill before?
Yeah. How do we cover this one up? Oh, my gosh. And then she calls and we're still taking that order. What do we do?
So I haven't really introduced you yet, but maybe I should. So Trish Stratus is a 7-time WWE International Wrestling Champion who has a new show called Stratosphere.
Is she gone?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Well, I heard a lot of static. I think maybe we have.
I'm sure she'll call yeah. back. So I will continue to do my introduction.
But you know what? As far as being worried, she was actually like right on the button. I'll give her credit for that. She was. Right
she's
on
exactly
time.
On time. Yeah. Oh, and yeah. she's back. So I'll continue with my introduction. I offended you by my introduction, obviously.
Mind.
So I was just saying that your show was, or I guess still is, airing on the Travel and Escape channel, but now it's coming to the mothership, CTV. I think yesterday was the first episode that it aired there. So Saturdays at 1 p.m. So can you describe the show for us?
Sure. Basically, I travel the world, and I get to do really exciting adventures. A lot of them turn out to be fighting. I kick butt around the world, kind of. No, it is a lot more than that, though, because we take a real deep cultural look at a lot of these great places that we get to visit. And it turns out that a lot of these things, although a lot of them turns out to be martial arts happens to be a lot, especially to some of these countries, just something that's part of who they are and kind of part of their culture. And there is a strong cultural tie, which is why we kind of get to explore that and then find out more about the people and the place as well.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's awesome. And it's called Stratosphere.
It's Stratosphere, yes.
Yeah,
I did say that, I think, when you hung up. That's a great title. I bet they were excited to be able to use that title and have your
name. Oh, yeah. My name has many fun. It's very stratifying to use my name. I get a lot of satisfaction by using my name, you know.
Well, Steve and I, our last name is Wild, so, yeah, we know about the adjective-like last name.
Yeah.
So how did you go from wrestling to travel TV host?
It's not a natural transition.
Yeah.
Well, I was wrestling up until 2006. I had my retirement match here in my hometown of Toronto and took my final bow at the Air Canada Centre here. And you retired as champion and thought, okay, now I'm going to chill a little bit. And then I got a phone call from a show that was being aired in, it was going to be aired. It was going to be produced for the States, and it was for CBS. And it was called Armed and Famous. So I went down, and they said I'd be perfect for the part. So basically I trained to become a police officer with five other celebrities. And we went on the road and fought crime. So that was. I swear, I'm going to get to the host thing soon.
No, this is interesting.
So I did that. As soon as I retired, I went off to the States, and I lived in a town called Muncie, Indiana. And I did this television show, and that aired in the beginning of that year. Actually, that was 2007. And then I came home and said, okay, now I'm going to relax. And then I got a phone call from the Second City, and I had done some work with them a few years ago, actually. I had broken my thumb in wrestling, and because you can't wrestle with nine working fingers and stuff and the thumb. So I took some time off of wrestling, and during that time I thought I'd always loved sketch comedy, and I'd always enjoyed doing comedy, and my character had a little sarcasm to her, and whenever I had a chance on in wrestling to do my own thing, I would sort of improvise it, and I would get pretty good reviews, and so I thought I'm going to take an improv class and just kind of see how that would add to my character and add to my my stuff out there. So they were one day I was sort of in class and they're like, Trish Stratus, why are you in our class? Like, I don't know, it's fun. So they decided, we decided to do like a big show, like an evening where it was kind of like Saturday Night Live, like the show. And I would go and basically I studied about six different sketches for about a month's time. I went in, rehearsed with Second City staff and the crew over there, and the ones who were on the regular main stage show. And we turned out this amazing show that was a one-night only show, and people came to see it. It was a live performance on stage. So so anyway, that started my relationship. I swear I am getting to the host just
now. Stories are good.
I'm going to give you a long, long story here. So that became my relationship with Second City. And then what happened, so I'm getting closer, my Second City experience there, they thought of me. They had this show coming out for CBC, actually, and they said, okay, it's called Second City's Next Comedy Legend. And they called me and said, we would love you to be the host of the show because you can kind of play with the, you know, the contestants and really just add a little something to the show. So that show allowed me to work with the producer, which is Morgan Elliott. So Morgan and I, that was the first time we met, and we started, you know, we worked together, we traveled across Canada, getting close, just, you know, doing the auditions across Canada. And she kept saying, man, we really got to do a show. I like what you got, you know. And I was like, well, I'm thinking I'm going to have to retire and just relax. I haven't really done the retirement thing yet. and then I kept saying, you know, because I had spent 7 years wrestling and the idea to retire was to really, you know, enjoy the fruits of my labor or to relax or be with my husband or things like that. I really hadn't done that yet. And then I said, you know, from now on, I mean, when I just want to pick something that's, you know, life-changing, life-enhancing, and things like that. And she says, yeah. And then, you know, through our conversation, she said, it's so neat, you've traveled the world. And I said, well, I have. I've been just about everywhere, but I've never seen anything. I've seen the arenas and the airports and the hotels, and I haven't seen anything. And she's like, oh, that's pretty sad. I said, yes, it is. For me. So then, basically, you know, and really what happened was there was the Banff TV Festival, which happens every year, and a bunch of TV execs go out there, and she was out there talking to the Travel Channel, Travel and Escape people, the CTV people. I don't know if they changed over names yet at the time. And she basically said, yeah, I'm working with Trish Stratus. And then she came back to me and said, guess what? We have a travel show.
Oh, wow.
It was literally that crazy where she said, we have a 10-episode deal, and we thought, oh, my God. And we pretty much designed the show, so I'm one of the producers on the show as well. And we just came up with a great, you know, concept and something basically to you know, travel the world, but we wanted to do something where there's a neat story being told. So there was a, you know, a beginning and end and a nice story arc, because I think everyone goes through that moment of discovery, and, you know, and so we decided to pick an activity that was new, that I'd never done before. So of course, if I failed an activity, well, that's okay, because people try things and fail things, and it's okay. And the fun thing was that the Travel and Escape was like, you know, we pitched some of these ideas. They're like, really? She'll do all these things? Cool. And so that's how we got a travel show that's really cool. And I'm a chick doing cool things around the world. And that's how we got our travel show.
That's a great story.
There you go. Ta-da!
So what's been your favorite adventure so far? Can you pick one?
Oh, God, I can't pick one. I swear I've tried. I had so many interview questions. I thought, I really should, you know, sharpen up my answer. Let's get a nice squid. Let's pick one.
Yeah, that's okay. We got time.
Yeah, they've all been so unique. And just every time, like, it was funny because I would come home from every show and I'd say, oh, that was the best. They're like, better than the last one? I'm like, no, not better than it. It's different, you know.
Equally good.
Yeah, everything really, it did have its special thing. And I would say India probably resonated the most with me, mostly because of my background in yoga and getting to do yoga from a yoga master, and just seeing where yoga originated and stuff like that. Obviously, I've been studying yoga for the last 5 years and I have a yoga studio here in Toronto. So that definitely, I think, resonated with me a little bit more than other places.
Do you know what episode is coming up next week?
On which channel?
Oh, yeah. I meant on CTV, but yeah, I forgot it's still airing on Travel and Escape.
Yeah, on CTV I will be in, let me think, this week I was in South India, next week I'll be in Vietnam.
Wow. And what are you doing there?
I'm doing...
What kind of ass are you kicking in Vietnam?
Yeah. I'm kicking Vo Binh ass. Vo Binh Dinh is the craft. It's called Vo Binh Dinh, and it's Vietnamese wrestling. And basically, though, you'll see me kung fu fighting. Like, it's really, okay. Like, when you see the final scene, you're like, wow, she just did a scene out of Bruce Lee movie. Cool. Yeah, that's what I said anyway.
So it seems like kind of a vote of confidence that it's airing on the Mother Network now. Do you think it's going to continue, or is this sort of a limited time series?
It's going to well, what they're doing basically, they're using it kind of in a way like, okay, first of all, yes, it was a huge, you know, a huge bonus, because it was like, it went from like, oh, cool, we're going to be on this little show on Travel and Escape, and nobody really gets that channel.
Yeah, you didn't want to put it that way, but
am I allowed to say that? But you kind of would say to people, yeah, Travel and Escape, and they're like, what's that? I'm like, and so that's why I guess Travel and Escape, first of all, we're really thrilled because we got a lot of response. I did a ton of press when it came out. And it seems
like they have a great website, too. Like, they have a great website that showcases the episode.
Well, they have a great website that showcases it now, because what happened was...
Oh.
It was funny because we had, like I said, we had this little show on Travel and Escape, and the response was really great because I feel like ever since I retired from wrestling, luckily I have had this... I don't know. As a wrestler, you know, you get – there's tons of media opportunities, and we tend to do a lot of press, and you get really, you know, used to sort of being in the spotlight and doing press and things like that. But I'm really lucky from, you know, compared to the U.S. Wrestlers that I'm Canadian, and Canada just embraces their superstars. Like, it's just amazing. Like, you know, it's
really?
Like whatever –
I don't actually hear that a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on. Really?
Yeah.
Well, okay, no, this is the difference. Media will embrace them. Doesn't mean the producers, the networks, or television shows give them the chances to do that first. Right? I mean, and because, you know, I think they say they have to end up going to the States to make it. Well, I guess I kind of had made it in the States, too, you know, doing my wrestling stuff, but they just really embraced me. And I mean that because I'd come home and, you know, in the States, like some guy from Florida would have the hometown of Florida, you know, really go crazy that night he came out, right? Whereas I would get this crazy, and all of us, the Canadian wrestlers, would get the whole Canada, like all every single, you know, town we went to in Canada gave us this crazy hometown reaction. So we got that kind of hype. And what I mean is the media really supported my growth, I guess. They were there sort of every step of the way and what's new. And it's just, you know, I've just had great support from the Canadian media. And so it seemed like every time when I retired from wrestling, it was like the big slew of media is like, oh, what's next? And then it was like I opened up my yoga studio and there was a big slew of, you know, like, what's next? Okay, I'm doing a travel show. So but anyway, my point is we got a ton of response media-wise. And Travel and Escape was like, we've never seen our name in print that many times. So they were really excited about that, too. You know, getting their network out there, and that's always important because obviously there was the changeover, and they've tried to rebrand it, and it's called Travel and Escape now. It used to be Travel Channel. And so they were, you know, excited to get the new brand out there. So what they realized, too, is, see, a lot of my fan base is international as well. Like, you know, we did wrestling all over the world, so, mm-hmm. And especially in the States. And I swear it's funny because my poor American fans, they just go, wow, she never does anything in the States anymore. and of course, there's this wonderful little thing called G-blocking. And
I know.
Watch the shows in the States.
It's hard to feel sorry for them because we usually are the ones who are geo-blocked.
Yeah, just maybe only if you're a Trish Stratus fan then, I guess. But yes, usually we are G-blocked.
I'm spiteful. I'm like, yay. It happens to them too.
That's true, right? Well, I guess it's the only time maybe we notice it from the States. But so what they also noticed was a lot of my fan base was internet savvy, and they were like, especially with wrestling, they would go online, and a large percentage of the wrestling fans actually watch their episodes online now instead of on TV because, you know, that's kind of what the kids do. So they decided to put it online. So that's why it has a great presence online now. So they had a great presence online, and it was just wonderful because all of a sudden it was like, we got great press. Then all of a sudden they're like, guess what? You're going to be online now. Great. Well, fantastic. And then I was like, guess what? We're doing commercials for you now. Oh, yay. And then I was like, guess what? You're going to be on CTV. So it's been really exciting and very supportive. So I guess people are enjoying the show, and I hope they are. And I think people a little more are surprised. I think it turns like our first indication of this was we sent a copy to the folks we worked with in North India, and they were like, oh, what? She's so quirky. And I guess they thought it was going to be very, like, you know, BBC, and we are now in India, and this is, you know.
No, it's quite a fun show.
Yeah.
I was really surprised. Diana told me that Trish Stratus is doing a travel show, and it seemed really weird to me. I thought, well, I guess if Schwarzenegger can become governor, she can do a travel show. But then I watched it, and it was really fascinating. And you're great. I mean, you're fascinating and interesting, and you know, you're doing all kinds of cool stuff, which is neat too. So I was amazed.
Well, thank you.
We can live vicariously while sitting on our couch.
That's exactly right.
I think it kind of, you know, it tries to read. I try to make it read almost like a diary, you know, so it's kind of like you are sort of living vicariously. You're really in the moment, too, you know. And also it's important for us to, you know, Carla Jones is the series producer, and she's just, you know, we've made sure that everything is quite informative. So, you know, you're gonna know that I'm doing this activity, but let me give you a little background on it first. And not in a way that it's going to bore you, but in a way that, like, you're kind of still having fun, but in the background you kind of hear some neat knowledge that you go, oh, I really am. And it's kind of like we always, when we read the script through, we always kind of go, when you go to the cocktail party, are you going to mention this fact? Yeah, you will. Is this important? No, I don't think that's too much information. You don't want to, like, bombard people, but you want to give them all the facts so you understand why this is important and why we decided to do it and why this person's excited to show us about, you know, their culture and why this is, you know, means so much to them. So that's kind of our approach. So glad we got there.
So is there anything else you wanted to add about the show?
Oh, no, that it's just, like, great. You know, it's fun, and watch it and hope you enjoy it. And, and I guess to my, you know, my American fans, I keep saying them, it's going to be all over the world soon. Hopefully that's the next step. But now, Canada, enjoy.
Yeah. So for the next 4 weeks, you can catch Stratosphere on CTV Saturdays at 1. And I don't have it's on several times on Travel and Escape.
Yeah, actually, the main time is Mondays at 9 o'clock. It does repeat on Saturday, but I flip through the TV and see it's on all the time. I'm like, yay, my show's on again.
Yeah, so, I didn't get quite all of the times that it was on Travel and Escape.
Yeah,
but yeah,
the main time.
Tune in any time and it'll be on.
Monday at 9, yeah, exactly. Monday at 9 p.m. And, of course, all the episodes, once they air on Travel and Escape, are on travelandescape.ca, and you can actually watch the full episode online as well.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you so much for being here. You've been great, and good
thank
luck
you.
With the show.
Thank you, and thanks for listening to my long stories.
No, they were great stories.
Wonderful. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.